around our neck of the woods. Just depends on the track and where it actually goes.
Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And we'd like to welcome Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins into the studio as we do each Thursday morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
Good to see you here so bright and early.
Oh, yeah.
And always have for the past several months, it seems like you've delivered nuggets here that help the people with their taxes and just all the different goings-on in the nation's capital and what they're dishing out up there. So how are things going, Andrew?
Yeah, so we're getting some more definitive guidance relative to the latest Corona relief bill. You know, now we've got the House plan and the Senate GOP plan. And so clearly we have differences between the two, and I thought it would be good for us to go through and talk about the similarities and the differences this morning, because I think this relief is right on the horizon. You know, Steve Mnuchin and Mark Meadows are over on Capitol Hill, you know, working on negotiations to try to get a relief bill passed. Senator Majority Leader McConnell has said that he wants a relief bill passed by August 7th.
Yeah, because they're not there that long.
That's right.
They're getting out of town soon.
Next week's the deadline. Right. So now we've got particulars out there. So we can kind of see how this stuff's, these bills are shaping up and what relief are going to be out there for taxpayers. And the first and foremost is there appears to be a second round of stimulus coming. The question is what are the amounts going to be? We've got the HEROES plan, which was the Democratic House plan, and we've got the HEALS plan, which is which is the Senate Republicans plan. And so under the we'll talk about HEROES and HEALS today. and HEROES plan, they've got $1,200 per family member, up to $6,000 per family.
Per household. Okay.
So what that means is that, you know, if you've got a husband, wife, two kids, you're looking at $4,800, $1,200 per individual under the House plan. Under the Senate plan, things sound very familiar to what they used to be with the first round of stimulus, which was $1,200 per per individual, and then $500 per dependent. So that's exactly the same bill that was passed. The only difference between the prior bill and the current proposed legislation is the dependents would be a $500 dependent would be regardless of age. Before it was capped, it had you had to be 17 or under in order to get that $500 dependent payment.
Are the are the Republicans capping the household as the Democrat plan?
Yeah, so the households can be capped at 2,400 on the there, so they can only have two of the 1,200s per household.
Okay,
so that's the way they ended up going there. The phase outs continue. You know, 75,000 per individual. And then 150 per married
income,
income wise. Yeah. And so if you're at those levels, you're going to have a phase out, relative to the stimulus payment. So, you know, odds are we're somewhere in the middle.
Sure.
You know? I mean, it could be that things stick towards, you know, more like we had before with that $1,200 per individual, $500 dependent. I think that might be where we end up. Maybe the Democrats can bump the dependents up a little bit. We'll see.
And for listeners that are just now all of a sudden getting tuned into this, Andrew, this money is tax-free, correct?
Tax-free money.
Both plans are tax-free as it was before.
Correct. Both plans are tax-free. So this is the money, you know, the government recognizes we're shutting down your business. We need to provide relief for, you know, individuals who are unable to go to work. Hence the stimulus payments. And again, when we look at these plans, what I always look for is what are the similarities. And since both of these plans have a built-in stimulus, we know we're going to end up with a stimulus as long as something gets passed.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're looking at there. Unemployment. So unemployment's another big one. You might recall there's a $600 federal subsidy at the moment. It expires July 31st.
Yep.
So we're up against the deadline on that one. And the plan under the HEROES plan, the House Democrats, is $600 available per week through January 2021 with a possible extension through March of 2021. So that is a huge benefit for unemployment, unemployed individuals. Senate Republicans are looking at $600 going down to $200 extra from the federal government through October 5th. And then after that, you're looking at least getting 70% of your wages covered through the end of the year is what the Senate Republican plan lays out. So again, unemployment benefits are in both bills, both proposals. So, you know, you're looking at some unemployment relief. It's just a matter of what, you know, what shape it's going to take, you know, when the final ink gets dry on the page. But certainly unemployed individuals are going to get some relief as long as they can get a bill passed.
Yeah, and that what they have working against them is time, because they're going to be out of session probably October or August 8th. So like you say here, this is an interesting, and I love the dates that you put out there, January 2021. What happens in the month of January 2021? It's an inauguration. Okay.
That's right.
Everything we're seeing and everything you're stating here, Andrew, is seen through the prism of its politics.
Correct.
In this election year.
You better believe it.
Yep.
Small business. So small businesses under the HEROES, the House Democrats plan, economic injury disaster loans is where they're focusing their attention. So you might recall we had two different plans that were passed in the CARES. One was Paycheck Protection Plan.
The PPP.
PPP, which was forgivable.
Yeah.
And then we had another round, which was economic injury disaster loans. And they had a $10,000, you know, what could turn into forgivable loan. And then once you exceeded the $10,000 amount, that would be paid back.
Mm-hmm.
So the House Democrats plan focuses on funding, providing more resources, $10 billion into this economic injury disaster loan program. But again, most of that has got to be paid back. But, you know, if you're out there and you're a business and you're trying to stay afloat, you know, having that money available at very low interest, very favorable terms, you know, could be something that you might want to look into, if they choose to go that route with the business funding. The HEALS plan, Senate Republicans, PPP round two is basically the best way to describe this one.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, Paycheck Protection Program. They've narrowed the scope. So we're down to businesses that are less than 300 employees. And you have to prove that you lost 50% of your revenue in quarter one or quarter two.
Wow.
In order to be eligible for a second round of paycheck protection. There's also a $2 million cap. Before it was a $10 million cap for the paycheck protection loan, but still forgivable.
Those are big changes from the first, the initial PPP. You didn't have to put any of that down.
No.
As far as your projected revenue loss.
Correct. Yeah, this is the big change, because, you know, one of the things that when everything was getting flushed out as we went along, Mike, you know, one of the big questions we had as practitioners is that you had to check a box on that initial loan application saying that you did suffer from the economic downturn. You did suffer from the coronavirus impacting your business. And then we were wondering what that meant. What did you have to show later on? You know, what they came out with and said, you don't really show anything. You know, you just have to show that you checked the box and that you were being truthful.
Yeah.
But no real, you know, teeth behind it, so to speak. Changes in this one. Now all of a sudden we've got where you need to show. And again, the devil's going to be in the details on this one, because we're talking about 50% of revenue. Where are we comparing it to? Last year?
Right.
You know, 2 years ago?
Still a little loosey-goosey.
An average of the last three? I don't really know, and I can't tell our listeners right now. All I can say is that the Senate Republicans appear to be pushing PPP round two, whereas the Democrats are focused more on, you know, non-forgivable economic injury disaster loans.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, both plans have small business relief. But again, what shape this is going to take is going to be what deals are made on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, in the next couple days. They better giddy up on this stuff.
One of the big things we talked about is the possibility for payroll tax relief, too. Remember President's been pushing it big time. He's been saying, yeah, we really need to allow some payroll tax relief. And again, keep in mind, this is the amount of money that the employer is responsible for FICA, Medicare, Social Security, that 6.5% that the employer is responsible for, the employee's responsible for half, the employer's responsible for half. That's what we're talking about relative to employer tax relief. It would be Usually it's just a grace period where you don't have to pay your half employer of that 6.5% basically for a period of time.
Would a worker see that immediately in their check or not?
So no, it's really for to help the small business.
It's a small business owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because before it's just really a relief for them not having to remit those funds when they file their payroll tax 941s.
But without getting too deep in the weeds on Social Security, then if you got your statement from Social Security, you would see less money being contributed into your Social Security account from your employer's side.
Yeah.
Whether that affects you in the when you come to retire and draw on it, that's another story, probably topic for another day.
Yeah, and again, I think the big thing here is that's not included right now in either plan. So, you know, the idea they're going to stick it in at last minute, unlikely.
Unlikely, and I think because of where the source of that was from, it was from the White House initially. Yeah. They were pushing on that, so that probably won't get legs on Capitol Hill. That won't make it up the hill.
The final thing that's going to be interesting to see what's included is relief for state and local governments. You know, right now the Senate Republican plan does not include any relief for state and local governments. They said there was enough money appropriated under the CARES Act to, you know, continue to just use that money.
Yeah.
You know, House Democrats are calling for $500 billion to states and $375 billion to local governments. And you remember we talked about this before, how projected payroll state and local taxes were off by about $6 billion so far, relative to states and collection of sales tax. So, you know, this is trying to help supplement budget shortfalls on the state and local level. It'd be interesting to see if this gets included in some shape or form in the final bill.
Mm-hmm.
Price tags for both that we've gone through. Republicans are looking to spend about $1 trillion.
Plus or minus.
Democrats, $3 trillion.
There's so, a little golf there. What's so, $2 trillion among friends?
So the numbers are pretty high.
Wow. We'll see. To be continued. And well,
and hopefully next week we'll have answers.
We should have
real
more,
answers.
We should have more answers when Andrew comes back next Thursday, and we'll look forward to that conversation. To call Andrew after the show here, call 252-726-9050 or go online to harvellandcollins.com.